This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio, your weekly dose of arts and culture. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Kate, I want you to listen to a little piece of this.
Oh, wait, I know this.
Yeah, this is a Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. It came out when I was, 7 or 8. And whenever I hear it on the radio or wherever, you know, it really brings me back. You know, it's like sort of one of those really nostalgic songs for me. And I think we all kind of have that song a song like this.
Totally. For me, it's really anything by Adam and the Ants. If I hear that, I'm instantly in the eighth grade. You know, I feel like I'll be 90 and in a rocking chair and somebody's going to play Stand and Deliver and I'm just going to know every single word still.
Yeah, this is just, it's music that just kind of sticks with you. And most people have these kinds of songs that, you know, bring you back and make you remember. We're about to meet Mary Sue Wilkinson, who leads sing-alongs about 400 times a year. And she helps to trigger memories in Alzheimer's patients through music. IPR's arts reporter, Dan Wanchura, visited with Wilkinson and has this story.
Mary Sue Wilkinson remembers how sad she felt when she used to visit her father-in-law, who was suffering from dementia. He was a former minister, but near the end of his life, he couldn't talk. Whether out of desperation or instinct, Mary Sue took her guitar out and started to sing the old gospel hymn, "I'll Fly Away." Then, she says he made eye contact and began to sing along.
I mean, it just shocked me. He sang every word in perfect harmony, perfect pitch, and it was this way. I mean, he was so happy. You could just see that he was experiencing the competence of that and the joy and the connection with me.
She didn't understand what was happening, but kept playing and singing hymns for her father-in-law. Soon she found out the other residents where he lived also wanted in on the singing. Mary Sue's father-in-law passed away in 2010, but that music experience helped her realize one of her passions.
All right. We're ready to sing? My name's Mary Sue, and I'm going to sing with you. All right. Let's just start right out with "You Are My Sunshine." You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me.
Now, Mary Sue runs Young at Heart Music. It's a sing-along music program for seniors. Today, she's visiting Orchard Creek Supportive Care in Traverse City. It's a place she visits every Wednesday morning. Around 15 of the residents either make their way or are wheeled into the common area for nearly an hour of live music.
That sounded pretty good. All right.
Very good.
Very good. Are you going to sing now, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mary Sue Wilkinson has been playing the guitar since she was 12, and she still sings with her Americana duo called Drive South. But she's careful not to use the term performance when she's singing and playing for seniors. She says her goal is to engage them, not perform for them.
You have stolen my heart. Now don't go away, don't go away.
As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay.
That's a hell of a good place.
One of the primary benefits that I see with music, for all of us, really, but especially for people who are experiencing memory loss, is the ability for it to connect us, to give us something we can do together.
All right, how about "Let Me Call You Sweetheart"?
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Wow,
sweetheart.
That's not all bad.
That's not all bad, is it? That's good stuff.
Beyond the connection aspect, Mary Sue says music also awakens memories in these seniors and brings joy and happiness into their lives. According to the Mayo Clinic, dementia isn't a specific brain disease. It's a group of symptoms that kills brain cells and affects memory, thinking, and social abilities. Normal everyday things like conversation and remembering someone's name requires literal analysis from the brain. Now, musical experiences, on the other hand, do not. They're more automatic, almost hardwired into the brain. That's why people can often remember songs from formative years or songs associated with certain memories or emotions, even when other parts of the brain are severely damaged by disease.
So there's also this very basic part of the brain. The brain stem processes rhythm, for instance.
That's Suzanne Hanser. She's chair of the music therapy department at Berklee College of Music. She says the brainstem processes the body's rhythms, things like our circulation, our gait, and the music that we hear.
So even when an entire brain is damaged in some way or neurologically affected by disease, we still have this rhythmic sense. And music that is time-ordered, music that continues in time, its ongoing nature allows it to be processed.
Staff at Orchard Creek try to incorporate music into everything they do with the residents, even when walking with them in the hallways or bathing them. Having Mary Sue Wilkinson come and sing each week reinforces that entire approach and enhances overall quality of life. And that's what makes Mary Sue Wilkinson feel so happy about sharing her gift of music with others.
Shave and haircut.
People always tell me, you know, oh, thank you for doing this and whatever. And I would say I get so much back. I get back at least twofold for what I give out with music.
All right, I'll see you all next week. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
And that was Dan Wanshura reporting. Mary Sue Wilkinson has come out with a new book recently about music and dementia care. It's called Songs You Know By Heart, and it includes a CD with 18 of her sing-alongs recorded by Mary Sue. More about the book on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org.
Now let's talk about something cool coming up. If you're looking for something to do this next week, Tuesday, go see Peony Pavilion, put on by the Quinn Shoe Opera. It's a free show in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall here at Interlochen. You'll have to get tickets at tickets.interlochen.org. Now be prepared. This is not Italian or Western opera. This is traditional Chinese opera. To get an idea of what it sounds like, here's an aria from Peony Pavilion of a lovely young girl walking through a garden strewn with beautiful flowers.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped produce the show. I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello. See you next week.